Thank you, Mike. Thank you for mentioning the food bank. A lot of people are doing significant work to get food to people. So thank you very much for that. My wife, Kristen, was there volunteering this afternoon. We'll now take some questions from the media. And if you can give your name and your organization, we'll take the first question.
Our first question is from Rod Baxley from the Fayetteville Observer.
Hey, Governor, this is Rod Baxley from the Fayetteville Observer. Can you tell us what food processing facilities have been affected? We saw reports of outbreaks at plants in Bladen, Lee, and Robinson counties, and I've heard safety concerns from employees at the Smithfield Foods plant in Bladen County.
We've talked to business leaders regarding the food supply chain and particularly what's happening with poultry and hog production. I know that people are very concerned about employees that are working there and making sure that we continue to protect the food supply. Dr. Cohen, I don't know, that's probably your question regarding what specific plants.
Sure. Thanks very much. As you know, the food processing industry is highly regulated, and that work is overseen by the Department of Agriculture. So as we have been responding to COVID-19 across the state, we're working closely with our agriculture partners, as well as the leaders at these various processing plants, to make sure that they have the information, guidance, and support needed to do the things that they need to do to make sure that their workers are protected, as well as keeping these plants running. I know it's been a very collaborative effort, but one that we are definitely paying very close attention to. I've spoken with the leaders of a number of the plants myself to make sure that they had the support that they need from both our local public health as well as state. So I know folks are working very hard to make sure that employees are protected, as well as the plants continue to operate so that they can supply the appropriate food for our state and our nation. Thanks.
Next question, please.
Travis Fane, WRAL.
Yeah, hi, thank you. Travis Fane with WRAL. A two-parter, please. Number one, have we posted any new jobs for public health employees who would do contact tracing? So have we posted any of those new jobs? And second, how many tests do we need to do a day versus what we have the capacity for now in order to take the next step towards reopening?
So first, we know that we need to increase the workforce on contact tracing, and we have formed some partnerships to do that and are working to get employees who are trained in how they do that. And I'll let Dr. Cohen talk about that specifically. This week, we plan to lay out the trends that we need to meet, along with testing and tracing capacity, in order for us to be able to ease restrictions. We are working with our coronavirus task force. Right now, for example, the president's plan that was sent out in federal guidance requires a 14-day reduction in COVID positive cases. North Carolina does not meet that criteria. It also requires testing and tracing in order to be able to meet that threshold. And what we're doing is looking at all of this as a whole and going to make determinations on the range of goals that we need to hit in order to ease restrictions. And we want to do that. We want to ease restrictions on the economy and on families. And we know that hitting benchmarks in testing and tracing and on trying to drive a downward trajectory on COVID cases, along with COVID-like illness, as is provided in the federal guidelines, along with our testing capacity, is important. And I'll let Dr. Cohen address that as well.
Thank you, Governor. Yes, on the tracing capacity, I want to remind folks in North Carolina, we're very lucky that North Carolina has a long-standing infrastructure to do this kind of work through our 85 local health departments. We have more than 250 folks who are already trained to do this work and have been doing it since the start of this pandemic and well before. They continue to do that work. Our first effort was also to mobilize further folks within our local public health teams that may have been working on other kinds of disease outbreak, make sure we're mobilizing them all for this effort. And then, yes, we want to ramp up our workforce as well, so there will be more coming on that. We want to be establishing one partner for ease of ramping this up very quickly. So we're looking to establish that with one partner who will then be able to start the process of hiring, recruiting, training, and then deploying folks as we go. Thank you.
One other thing, in my conversation with the vice president on yesterday, he mentioned about federal contact tracing teams through the CDC. And I know that the CDC is also working with us, and so we hope to get some additional federal help to help us with contact tracing. Next question, please.
Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio.
Hi, Governor. Thank you for your time. I wanted to ask, does your administration have any response to the protests against stay-at-home orders? Several hundred people were in downtown Raleigh today. And I also, as a follow-up, wanted to ask if there were any arrests, if that's known.
This global pandemic is an extraordinary situation. And we've taken swift, sure steps in order to flatten the curve in North Carolina and to keep our hospitals from being overwhelmed. I'm glad that we did that. I think that we have saved countless numbers of lives. I also know how frustrated and anxious people are about wanting to get back to school and wanting to get back to work. And at the same time, I know how anxious families are to make sure that they are safe from this highly contagious virus that can take lives. We are working to ease restrictions in a responsible way, in a staged way. We'll be bringing forward this week more specifics on that plan to move forward and what trends, testing, and tracing that we are going to be looking at in order to begin the process to ease the restrictions. We understand that stay at home, we can't stay at home forever, and that this is not something that is sustainable long term. But what we have to do is to ease back into it, to make sure that this virus does not spike, which it very easily could do, overwhelming our hospitals. You only have to look on TV at what's happening in New York and Italy to see what could happen here. And we have modeling that shows what can happen if we just remove the restrictions and say everybody go back as you were. I think most everyday North Carolinian understands that we have to approach this responsibly with public health and safety, saving lives at the forefront, but also understanding that we do need to ease restrictions in order to cushion this blow to the economy and to work to get more people back to work and people back in school. We're going to have to do it in a new way because this virus is going to be with us until we have a vaccine. So we have the potential, when we ease restrictions, of seeing the virus continue to attack people and continue to increase. So we have to keep that balance and we have to be smart about it. And I think the people of North Carolina want us to rely on science and data and facts and consultation with our business community who are actually out there wanting to protect their employees, wanting to be doing more to help contribute to the economy. And I think it's going to take all of us pulling together to do that the right way. Next question, please.
Kate Martin, Carolina Public Press.
Hello, Governor and Dr. Cohen. This is Kate Martin with Carolina Public Press. There's a question that Travis asked that I don't know if you guys got to. He asked, how many tests do we need to do a day versus what we have the capacity for now? And I'm also interested in more information regarding the contact tracing. It sounds like you guys are working with a private company to hire these workers. Are there any other details that you can share regarding the number of workers that we will need across the state to increase contact tracing, how much money they're expected to make, and that sort of thing? There's a lot of out-of-work North Carolinians that I'm sure are paying great attention to this.
First, we want to do as much testing as we can, and our testing work group is working furiously to ramp up testing as much as possible. We have 14 labs in our state. We have lab capacity. We're working to get more personal protective equipment, and we're working on getting that number up, and we're over 80,000 tests being run now. But we're going to, this week, talk about the ranges where we need to be in numbers of tests and our testing capacity as we lay out how we want to move forward in easing restrictions. So we'll get you something more specific as we lay out the plan this week. And Dr. Cohen, you may want to talk about contact tracing or add to what I've just said.
Thank you, Governor. So not much more to add, because we do not yet have the partner that we're going to be working with in terms of ramping up the contact tracing. That is something that we're working on this week. I hope by end of this week or by early next week that we'll be able to share more information, as well as start to recruit folks to be part of that workforce. As I said, we already have 250 folks and growing to do that work, and our teams are estimating now the kinds of numbers that we think we might need to get to in order to do the tracing we think is necessary to go forward. Thanks so much.
Next question.
Dawn Vaughn, News and Observer.
Hi, thank you for taking our questions. I've got two questions that are related. You mentioned the General Assembly coming back next week. That's a week from today, but the stay-at-home order expires a week and a day from today. Why not let people know now so they can prepare if businesses will reopen or if it'll be extended or opened? And then also related to that, the House COVID Education Committee meeting is Thursday, and they're supposed to talk about calendar flexibility. So is there any guidance that you can say when you'll make that call for schools also? Thank you.
Thank you for those questions. First, we will be announcing this week, as part of our plan moving forward and our efforts to ease restrictions, we'll be making an announcement regarding the executive orders that are in place and set to expire at the end of the month. There will be an announcement soon regarding schools. Our public health team is looking at what is needed in order to be able to make sure that children are safe at school. We're talking with the school superintendents, with the State Board of Education, with the Department of Public Instruction about the art of the possible and what kinds of things we could do to make sure that we would keep children safe. And we'll be making an announcement probably this week as well regarding schools and what we're going to do. Right now, we've got them closed until May 15th. I'm very proud of our teachers, our cafeteria workers, our bus drivers, people who are continuing to strive for remote learning for children, continuing to provide them hot meals. And I appreciate the parents. I know the parents are so frustrated to have their children at home and not getting the kind of education they would want to have. I think that there are a lot of good things going on out there, but nothing substitutes for being in the classroom and learning. And a lot of our efforts are going to be working toward a goal of getting toward a new normal where we can feel safe with our children in school, but getting them there as soon as we can to make sure that they can get quality education. And I'll say to you that this week, we should be having announcements on both of those things. Next question, please.
Alma McCarty, WFMY.
Hi there, Governor. This is Alma McCarty with WFMY News 2 out of Greensboro. My question has to deal with unemployment. So I wanted to see first, has the Division of Employment Security really tripled its staff? Are those folks who are now hired, are they actively working or are they in training? And has this helped the influx of calls and claims filed.
So there is a significant amount of work going on right now, and I had about a two-hour meeting yesterday pushing the Employment Security Commission to be able to handle the calls that are coming in and to be able to help people to get their unemployment compensation faster. A significant amount of money, I gave the figure earlier, I can't remember exactly what it is, but millions of dollars have gone out to tens of thousands of claimants, and more are filing every day. They've got a significant crush where you look at a normal month before this came about was about 12,000 to 13,000 people claiming unemployment. The past month, over 650,000 people. So they immediately had to ramp up. They should be over 1,000 people by the end of the week in their call centers. People are working to go through training. They're working more to do more automation. People are able to file their claims because we have close to 700,000 claims that have been filed now. A lot of people are calling the call center in order to get the status of their claim. We want to make sure that people can get an answer to their questions and that we get this money out to them as soon as we possibly can. We're pushing. We'll get you specific numbers on that soon, but I know that they are working to be able to handle these calls and to be able to get these claims paid as quickly as possible. Every single claim that's filed represents a family that may be hanging by a thread, and they need that money as quickly as possible. And I'm glad that they've gotten a significant amount of money out, but they need to do more, and they need to do it faster, and we're going to continue to do that. I'm glad also that the executive order that I've signed today will allow more people to claim unemployment compensation, because before, people who had gotten separation payment or furlough payment would not have qualified, and this executive order will allow them to qualify. So there's a lot of work going on to try to make sure people get this money. That's good for the families that need it. It's also good for our economy, putting this money into the economy right now. Next question, please.